Blog Talk Radio.
We belong together, and you know that I'm right. Why do you?
Hey, Em, you know you're my favorite white boy, right? I owe you for this one.
I've been patiently waiting for a track that you wrote on. You get stunned if you want, and your ass will get rolled on. It feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You thinking I'ma fucking fall off, you're so wrong.
I'm menacing in my head, like a baby bone dead. Destination heaven. Sitting politics with passengers from 9/11. The Lord's blessings leave me lyrically inclined. Shit, I ain't even got to try to shine. Guards and seamstress that tailor fitted my pain. I got scriptures in my brain, I can spit at your dame. Straight out the good book. Look, niggas is shook. 50 fear no man, warrior. Swing swords like Conan. Picture me, pen and hand, right lines, knowing the source of quote it. When I die, they'll read this and say a genius wrote it. I grew up without my pops, should that make me bitter? I call cases, I copped out, does that make me a quitter? In this white man's world, I'm similar to a squirrel. Looking for a slut with a nice butt to get a nut. If I get shot today, my phone will stop ringing again. These industry niggas ain't friends, they know how to pretend.
Patiently waiting for a track that you wrote on. You get stunned if you want, and your ass will get rolled on. Feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You thinking I'ma fucking fall off, you're so wrong. Patiently waiting for a track that you wrote on. You get stunned if you want, and your ass will get rolled on. Feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You thinking I'ma fucking fall off, you're so wrong.
Patiently waiting to make it through all the hate, no debating whether or not you can even weather the storm. Push your pain on the table, they operating to save you. It's like an angel came to you, sent from the heavens above.
They think they're crazy, but they ain't crazy. Let's face it, shit, basically they just playing sick games. Shit, they ain't saying shit, spraying 50 A to the K, get in the way, I bring drain. Them with me and turn this day into fucking mayhem. You staying with me? Don't let me lose you, I'm not trying to confuse you. When I let loose with this Uzi and just shoot through you, it's Zuzu. You get the message, am I getting through to you? You know what's coming, you motherfuckers don't even know, do you? Take some bacon, some pie, can you mix them up in a pot? Sprinkle a little big yellow top. What the fuck do you got? You got the realest and illest killer tied up in a knot. The juggernaut to this rap shit, like it or not. It's like a fight to the top just to see who died for the spot. You put your life in this, nothing like surviving a shot. Y'all know what time it is, soon as 50 signs on the dot. Shit, what you know about death threat? Cause I get a lot.
I'm sorry, Rick. I was kind of vibing to that. That's my hype song. what's going on, Big Rick?
Yo, ain't nothing, Chris. You know, it's Monday. You know, definitely a special day.
Right.
Yo, fine. It's at the final time. Yeah, ain't nothing going on. You know, it's definitely nice. You know, I think it's, you know, summer. Spring's still here.
No, summer's here. If I get up at 7:30, get in my truck, and I gotta turn on my AC, it's officially summer. It was 80 degrees this morning. I'm like, oh Lord. But it's definitely down, and you know, I don't even know how to call it, man. I was hating the winter. So I can't really complain, because then, you know, it's like, it doesn't make any good if you complain, because hey, I just don't like the cold, and I'd rather
you know what? Yeah, no, you got to pick one of the struggles. Which one is it going to be?
Yeah, see, I can always get butt naked. And everything's better in the summer. The women are better, you know, they got less stuff on. And I know wife, you might get mad or whatever, but I don't know, is it just me or like... Do the women come from the woodwork in the summertime? I mean, you start looking around. I'm like, where were you? Where were you?
But you know what else, Frizz, is you didn't notice that because, you know, rightfully so, they were, you know, covered up, so you wasn't paying attention. You know, right now it's hot outside, so you want to be outside. You want to be out. And you know, you looking around and everything, you enjoying it, you know, you're enjoying the atmosphere. When it's cold, it's kind of, let's keep it moving. Hello? Where is you there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
You there? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even give it a satisfaction. I just kept it moving.
No, that's definitely how sometimes it be. It be, you know, you keep it moving. You know, you in a winter, you're not even looking, or you just whatever. And that's simple. I mean, I'm sorry to be a male, but when it's less clothes and you see that sundress, you're like, whoa, okay. So that's how it be.
But anyways, it's game five. Got a lot of news coming out of Golden State, Oakland. Draymond Green suspended for today for the antics or whatever you want to call it, the mishap that happened in Cleveland game four. Rick, I didn't even bother texting you after I heard it because I just said typical.
Mm-hmm. No, but before you even start that phrase, I want to definitely, you know, I know both of us, as far as we probably see the same, I want to definitely send out a real sports condolences to all the families out in Orlando. That situation is sickening, and I mean, I don't know how anyone could do anything like that, but I just think that from the real, you know, from the real sport, so I definitely want to say,
oh, definitely,
our condolences, you know, to that. But
that occasion, and you know, I heard him talk about it today, and you know, it's, these people got to be themselves. You know, I think this is when internet goes too far, because now people can look up stuff, and now he's looking up how to be an ISIS person. And it's like, you know, this is to me when internet goes too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is when you get too much access.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, sad occasion, sad, but, you know, much prayers out to the family.
So we want to talk about, we had a game, we had a game on Friday. And,
right.
You know, we looked at it, and basically, Golden State, you know, stole one. You know, it was a game, and Tyronn Lue seems old that he didn't make those proper adjustments that he should have made.
Right.
And
game four was a simple thing of new coach versus experienced coach, or
mm-hmm.
I was here before coach, because it was small adjustments that he didn't make. To where you could have bought LeBron and Kyrie Irving some rest minutes. When they played
mm-hmm.
the whole third and fourth quarter, and then you got Steve Kerr bringing in people like, you know,
James McAdoo.
You know, so just to buy them and start a couple of minutes, but next thing you know, they down six, next thing you know, they're up four. So
mm-hmm.
Steph gets about 2 minutes that third quarter, put about 4 to 5 minutes during the fourth quarter, and they come in and shut, you know, close the game out. And that simple, you know, this is what I like about Steve Kerr, and he did change that. I think going back to game six of the Western Conference Finals, he's like, let me get my rotation in. Let me get my guys in so they can still step in them for rest. And that's when their role players started coming in, their bench started coming in, and that's why their bench can come in and they can put up. They can take the lead down to nothing to take the lead over. I think the bench in who was it?
Mm-hmm.
Clay Thompson took the lead.
Bench,
Barisal and Clay Thompson took the lead for LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love. That just can't happen.
Also, for this, you look at it, and it seems though is that someone like Steve Kerr, you've seen it experience, he has more trust in his players. He has more trust in, I can trust Barry Zhao to come out and give me minutes.
Right.
I can trust McAdoo, who's been playing all but like 19 minutes, I'm going to say, in a playoff, and that's probably now in garbage time.
Right.
To go give me, you know, give me quality minutes. And it's not right. The same
right.
Over
right.
The other side.
Wait, to put him in game four, what? For first quarter, shows him all the trust he has in him, and this shows him nice.
Exactly, Frank. Looked at McAdoo, and you look at the whole aspect of it. It was more so like, yo, I trust my guys. And the thing is that Lou doesn't trust his guys.
Lou doesn't have that trust where he's going to look at Irvin and LeBron and say, I'm going to just ride you guys so the wheels fall off. And what happened was the wheels fell off in that fourth quarter.
Fell off and rolled down the street.
They were done.
They were done. Fourth quarter, done. Legs tired, all that.
So I think that's what ultimately what happened with him.
And then you also, now you have the aspect of LeBron and Green. And if there's anything, no friends, I mean, I always been consistent as far as when it comes to reps. It's more so I hate when reps, you know, become the focal and they are deciding games or things like that. And I always say to players, stop letting them put it in the ref's hand, because time in and time after again, they continue to show us that they cannot handle it and they cannot handle things correctly.
Yep. Right.
So
right.
My whole thing though is that my understanding, you know, like with Draymond, and I don't think that he should have been suspended. But then on the other hand, it's just like, be smart about things and don't put yourself
in that predicament.
And you won't, you know, you'll be playing tonight. Don't
right.
leave it up for discussion, because, like, you know, you see the NBA now, it's just like, yo, you can look at it and say, oh, you know, was it a shot for the groin? Was he trying to, you know, push him off of him as he's disrespecting climbing over him?
Yeah. Rick, to be honest, I mean, the Adams kick to me was definitely something that I don't know,
yeah.
I just didn't buy that mistake thing, you know, and the flare. But I mean, he got by on one. Now, to me, this is like, oh, we got to make it up, you know, because we let him go on one. We can't let him go on this one. And it didn't warrant what they gave him. Nothing warrants that, you know. I think they made more of it than what it was. And then you got history. So you can only go on that. And this is about, like you said, you got to be smarter, though, as an individual. This is the finals.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I can't say how I would have reacted. I mean, for what LeBron did, that's almost next to bitten on somebody, you know, just walking over them, you know, like you ain't shit. When he jumped up and called him a bitch, y'all talking the same level. Y'all communicating the same, because what you did to him was basically bitching him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it totally blew my mind when LeBron's talking about, oh, he called me something that I'm just not of a father of three. Oh, come on, man. I said that to you crying about yourself all year long. Stop bitching. That's why he called you that.
Yo, and also, too, though, for his, you know, it's kind of funny because, like I said, you see LeBron, and you see the press conference and you hear him say, oh, you know, you usually some things that you shouldn't say to a man and da da da. And it's like, stop bitching. See, I think Skip Bayless said today what LeBron did at the press conference was basically what Draymond called him, a bitch, because he was doing nothing but bitching. You leave all that on the court. I don't care what anybody say. Leave it on the court. No comment. What happened with you and Draymond? No comment.
Exactly.
No comment. That's all you had to proceed about it. That's all you ever, you know that's it. And then it's just funny because then Klay Thompson says it. You know, he did get his feelings hurt.
He got in his feelings. And it wasn't just to me. It wasn't just. It was more or less because the Warriors were doing it to him. But it's what everybody's been saying about it and how he's feeling. You know, he's about to go 2-5. He's in his feelings right now. You can't tell me you're not. You can't tell me that that's the worst somebody's ever called you, and you've been playing basketball for how long?
True. And if like you said, Frank, he was in his feelings, and like they're in his head. And also, is that, you know, you hear him, and then he laughs off Klay Thompson's, you know, comments and say, you know, it's hard to take the high road, but he's going to do it because he's been doing this for 13 years. And I sit back and say, what? You've been taking the high road for how many years, are you saying? Okay,
right.
So we're gonna talk about when y'all lost to Dallas. When Dallas came and beat y'all ass in the finals, and you told everybody else that they're going to have to go back to their regular lives and such and such, and you was putting yourself on this high horse about, you know, how you're LeBron, were you taking the high road then? Or how about this year when me and Frizz countlessly mentioned all the times that you done threw your team under the bus? Whenever they was talking about the Warriors, you said, oh, look at me.
Yeah.
And just to create noise.
How about the time in the playoffs when you didn't want to shake their hand or the finals? that was the high road too. The only thing is like he opens up this door.
Yes.
You know he opens up this box and it's just like, you know, if you're great, you know, somebody said it. I think it was Antonio Davis said it today. He said people don't respect LeBron because after they call him a bitch. They know he's not going to come out and take it out on the court. Like you didn't want to say it to Jordan because Jordan would light you up. You don't want to say it to Kobe because Kobe would light you up. You didn't want to say it to Shaq because he just doesn't have that, like, I'm going to show you on the court.
Yeah, and he doesn't have that. The problem with, like I want to say about LeBron is he doesn't – have what like Jordan, you know, had. It's that killer instinct. It's like I'm gonna rip your heart out. I'm gonna cook it. You know, maybe like medium well, and I'm gonna eat it right in front of you.
Right.
And you're gonna watch me do it, and there's nothing you're gonna do about it. And then I'm gonna throw it up right in your face.
Right.
And there was nothing. There's nothing. And LeBron just sees all he doesn't have it. He may show you glimpses of it, the aspect that he just doesn't. It's just not there. You know, I'm fair to say. I don't care what anybody say. It's just not there. It doesn't register with him, and that's just who he is. And I mean, I don't know, you know, where he goes from here or whatever, but he got to definitely. He's looking at a long odds. You know, you're talking about teams are 0-32 when facing a 3-1 deficit. I mean, definitely got a big play on their side, you know, because you hear about them whining. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just something about LeBron-led teams, though, Frizz, that do rub you the wrong way. It seems though they always, it's just like they whine about every single call. And it's like, you know, you never do wrong. And I remember there was this one. Yeah, I remember they've been playing the Celtics. I think it was like 2012, and they asked Rondo how they get so many fast break points. And he put it that simple. They keep whining to the refs.
Right.
And when you whine to the refs, guess what's happening? They down on the other side of the court shooting threes or whatever.
Yep.
Get back and play. get back and play.
And it never happened like that. And I mean, you know how a fighter always does that's not really trained good, and as soon as they get punched in the mouth, they lose all the stick and move, and they revert back to swinging wild and crazy. That's what happens to these guys all the time.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they lose, because they lost belief in themselves about, what, six minutes left to go in the game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what goes on when mm-hmm. when it happens. So, needless to say, you can't really, you know, you can't really develop, like, has he matured and can he take a punch and keep it moving, or is he always going to revert back to that LeBron James not being able to take over a game, not being so you whoever gave you the king title and you ran with it though.
If you're not gonna be more so Prince.
You ran with it. So you bought yourself King James, you took the commercials. You know, a king isn't just a king when everything's going good.
Mm-hmm.
The people's not eating. You know, what about when the economy's down? That's when King David was great, King Solomon was great, which is how they took their nation and made them larger. So you went, I'm coming home. Now, you know, you promised them a title. And the thing about it is, you probably know within yourself that this is not going to happen this year. And then you got to dismantle the team, and it probably won't happen next year.
Well, no, it just sees though that it just points to a lot of people say, oh, it's unfair to blame him. Why is it unfair to blame him when he's the one that controlled this team? He's the one that, you know, assembled all these trades. You think that they're doing all this without LeBron say so?
Right.
You know, LeBron is signing a 1-year deal every single year. And they don't know what he's going to do. You know what happened? A few years ago, he left them. So they're kind of scarred by that.
Exactly.
So it's like, let's do everything that he says so he doesn't leave again. And then, Frizz, you look at the aspect of him. Then, Frizz, you look at the aspect of LeBron. And then you have him getting rid of the head coach midseason. They have the best record in the Eastern Conference. Why are they firing their head coach? And then,
yeah.
And this is what happens now in the finals, because Blatt may have been more prepared this time, and it's the same team again. He may be more prepared this time. He may be more prepared this time to say, okay, this is what I'm going to do differently, and whatever the case may have been. But no, they fire him. LeBron gets a guy that he wants in the head coach. It seems those Frizz that kind of shifting that blame over to that end, Frizz.
Right. But you know what? They need to shift the blame. Because this one didn't make no sense to me. Is I don't know why they fired David Blatt, because you never should have started the season with him. Okay? Mm-hmm. You won a title last year. I mean, you went to the NBA Finals last year. Then you played a good finals without two of your better players. So, I mean, why wouldn't you give him the shot to come back in and why would you give him the shot?
Yeah, exactly. It didn't make any sense, and everything seems though is that it's gonna pile on them. But you know, we have probably a little bit over an hour. Game 5 starts, and you have all this talk about Cleveland this, Cleveland that. You know, they got a huge shot, you know, in the arm, you know, with Green
not be able to play. But my counter to it is, who are your teams going to step up? Because y'all look damn right atrocious in Oracle. And we said it before, Frizz, role players don't play well on the road.
Right. I mean, this would have been right. This would have been bigger if he was at their home. To me, I still think it's going to be a close game. Taking out Draymond Green is really, really big.
Mm-hmm.
To how they guard and what they were doing with LeBron that made him look like, you know.
Oh no! No, definitely.
You know, make him look like a prince and not a king, rather.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
No, definitely, definitely, definitely. But I just think more so it is, I think that you're going to get an angry Warriors team, but also don't look at a team that was down 3-1. So they know where the Cavs are coming from. They know where the Cavs are coming from, so they're going to come out with that same kind of intensity as well. And I think it's going to be hard for the Cavs. I think they're going to have to come out with that fire. They're going to have to come out with fire, but, I mean, Kyrie and LeBron can't do it alone. Kyrie and LeBron, they can't be alone. They can't do it alone. Y'all can't take 3 shots in one game.
Right.
Everyone else on that team is going to have to step up. And it can't be, oh, we got to be up by 15 for me to start shooting threes and things like that. Or you're going to get run out of the building. I don't know if these players recognize the magnitude of this game or whatever the case is. But, I mean, I feel like it's a Cavs chance to capitalize with Green not being there. But then also, Tudo is that, I mean, judging by this series, three of these 4 games, the role play has been kind of non-existent for the Cavaliers. And maybe they're not as good as, you're touting them up to be, or, this team was. I just think that me as a Celtics fan, it opened my eyes to say, God damn, we got a long ways to go, because if Cleveland is the superior in the Eastern Conference, and they're down 3-1 to a Warriors team, it's like, my goddamn, we got a long ways to go.
Right.
Because that right there, those are 2 heavyweights, and usually one is like superior, better than the other.
Yeah. So yeah, and that's what I think they saw, and I mean, because they threw their best punch at them, even game 4. If you're really looking at it, back and forth, Cleveland, had to leave about, up until midway into the third quarter, the end of the third quarter, whatever, where they took the lead. But, even halftime, they were up by 5, Cleveland was up by 5. And to me, Cleveland, you know how when you walk up to somebody, you're about to fight, and you catch him, you catch him, boom, and he don't move, you're like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Cleveland gave them that best punch that they could give them, and then LeBron knows they got a better coach, they got a better overall team, and that's what he's facing right now. You got the coach you wanted. It's still not the right guy. You still don't have a bench because, again, I'm gonna call them the Dallas Cowboys of the NBA. It's because you're trying to play GM, and you're a player.
Yep. Yeah, true. Yeah.
So let a GM construct you a whole team, not to start in 5. Then you got somebody like J.R. Smith, and if you're not going to be hitting shots, at least take them. I mean, y'all made it easier for them, because this dude only shot, 3 times in the whole game?
Mm-hmm.
43 minutes, 3 attempts. Livingston shot more than that. I think Barajal shot more than that in 7 minutes.
Friends, That's the question. That's the question that I know what people want to say and they want to ask me as far as, like, you know, they, the Cavs should be able to win without Green. And I'm just saying, how so? The Warriors won by a combined score of 48 points in the first two games in Oracle. What is going to be different that the Cavs are going to do?
Yeah.
What are they going to do differently? I understand. You know, this team is, they're without Draymond and whatever the case is. But remember, they're going to be at home. Steph seems, though, that he found his jumper, which he didn't have the first three games. Klay seems like he's starting to pick it up. And then also, too, you got to factor in their role players. You got to factor in a Barboza who didn't play game four, you know, who may get some run. Also, a Sean Livingston, you know, a Mo Spate. You know, a lot of these players, they're going to come out and be hungry too. So I think that people pick up, they have a chance to pick up the slack for Draymond. I think, you know, like you said, Fred, I think without Green, it's going to be a lot closer. Because, I mean, if Green was playing, I'll tell you, this one, we're going to be like a 25-point win. But I think it's more so not just on LeBron. I think it's on the role players because LeBron can score 40 points. But if nobody else ain't do nothing, then, we saw it last year.
And that's what I think exactly is going to happen. It's going to, like, okay, LeBron's going to – and see, this is what I think. This can hurt LeBron's legacy or help him. Because at the end of the day, I mean, if you lose today's game without Draymond Green, it's no excuse. He's by far been their best player of the finals.
True.
And if you lose to him, then what are you going to say about George? What are you going to say? They came in and they beat you without one of their best players, but y'all couldn't do it last year.
Yeah. And
you're King James. Come on. Mr. I'm going to get up there and say, well, there's a difference between most valuable and best player. So what's the difference now? You're in the finals. You show us what's the difference. You try to tell us, now show us. What's the difference between most valuable and best player?
I just think, though, for this, I think that they set an edge. They set an edge. You know, because you have the King James, and it's so the you heard Bogut say, this team has, I've never seen a team that cries for so many fouls, and they've been to the line way more than us. And it's funny because I look at a team, they cry about these fouls, but they're shooting like 51% from the free throw line. And you know, it doesn't make any sense. But
bingo, bingo. Great point, you know, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but that was a point I was making to somebody the other day. It's like, if that's what you're, and then it's like, that's what you're banking on again. But then again, I go to say, okay, now let's look at a Golden State team and how many free throws are shot on them throughout the course of a season. It's about what they're shooting. This is what the team does. Not because you're saying you're King James, now you're asking for favoritism.
Mm-hmm.
But this they only allow a certain amount of free throws from the opposing team a game because they only foul a certain amount. And y'all fall under that amount that they foul. And let's be real, LeBron, you dribble into the lane not knowing what's going on. More times than I've ever seen them do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened. And that's what happened. Plus, Draymond Green's been putting his foot kind of in LeBron's behind this series. Iguodala and Draymond Green has been kind of keeping them at bay. So they haven't been fouling him, especially during the shot. Plus, he's looking to kick a lot. Okay, you had 25 points, and about 8 points was
was garbage points at the end of the game where they're letting you lay it up. So technically,
yeah.
You 17 points before then. So you finish up with the stats. Like, they say numbers don't lie, but they sometimes tell a little fib. That makes sense. Because 25 points, 11 boards, 8 assists, that was – it was 17 points. Then some of the boards was, like, garbage. I mean, it just didn't tell the whole story of the whole game.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It doesn't tell you the story. You just look at the numbers at the end, and it something, but it doesn't tell you when and when he did these type of points. But I just don't see the Phil Jackson used to do it all the time. You see him. Phil would take that fine. He'll criticize the ref. He'll take that fine. And you'll see all of a sudden you'll see a couple calls, more calls go his way. But it seems though it's like the Cavs that you've been getting the benefit of the doubt. And it's like, which more do you want? I think it's more so about you guys need to create, better shots. When you go to the free throw line, hit those free throws. You can't go 5-for-21 from 3-point line. LeBron, you can't just dribble up the basketball court and just shoot a three. They giving you that. LeBron, if it goes in, they'll live with it. They are giving you that shot.
Yeah. You know how many times they went under the screen to where they're daring him to shoot that shot? They're daring you to take the three. They're daring you to just. And I mean, it's almost like, and I keep saying it because I don't know. Like I said, a few years ago, San Antonio developed that recipe. We'll rather LeBron, and of course, Pop is a smart coach. Because to me, LeBron's shot has never been like, to me, like his jumper needs to be in the age of his career. If that makes sense.
Yep.
You need that jump shot. Jordan figured it out. Kobe figured it out. The first couple of years, they fly in Duncan. But the Pistons made Jordan create a jump shot. Get that jump shot because you're not doing all that flying in the lane in the playoffs. No. Not going on.
But also, too, for you get to an age where your body can't take all that batter and bruising of banging down low and all the hits that come with it. And, you find yourself, and also, too, you create another weapon when you do have that jump shot.
Right.
And you see the Warriors, they're daring him to shoot. And there's nothing worse than what, the Cavs. You can't get into a 3-point shootout with this team. You'll lose. So you'll lose. So you wonder is Lou depending on how close this game gets or whatever the case may be, does Lou start to play the starters? Does he override them too much, knowing that there's no tomorrow if they lose? But then it can be a detriment because you saw with Kerr, he risked the chance of it going back now 2-2.
Yeah.
They could have been coming back here in game five and it could have been 2-2. And you see, and that's what I mean, talking about earlier, that's the point right there where you have one veteran coach that I could trust you for 5 minutes just so I can give this guy rest. And knowing that when it comes down to the fourth quarter, during those last minutes, 8-7 minutes, I can play my starters or my best 5 players, knowing that we can close this game out. And that's what happened. While you had LeBron, who was in the game in the fourth quarter, I think he scored I want to say that he didn't score the whole fourth quarter until like a minute left.
And then Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors, they did that whole numbers game analytics what people are talking about. Okay, we'll trade you threes for twos. And let's go five field goals made. It's a 15-10 ratio. We're winning.
Yeah. Yep.
a couple of things happened
it was a lot of defensive breakdowns from the Cleveland where Steph Curry shot because he was a lot more patient.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one we talked about it on the phone, I think the next day, where he gave him a pump fake and he got closer to a three. I don't know why he was pump faking from 5 feet out from the 3-point line, but you have to do that because we've seen Steph hit it. You know,
yeah.
I even remember Klay Thompson shot it from like 5 feet from the 3-point line, but he was feeling it. He was in a groove, and anybody else that would have been a bad shot. But we don't think a lot of shots that Klay and Curry shoot, we're like, that's not a bad shot because we've seen them make it.
Exactly, Chris. A lot of efforts, a lot of times that they shoot, you know, quote unquote, it's not as bad as you know, so and so shooting it. They take a lot of bad shots that other people shouldn't take, and that's a testament to how great of shooters that they are. But you know, to your point though, we look at Steph, and we look at them, and I think that to supplement someone like Green, and I also too with the Cavs, their backs are against the wall. There's no loafing. There's no loafing. There's no, tomorrow. This is it. And also, too, is, yes, this is LeBron, but, like, LeBron is getting older. By December, by the middle of next year, he'll be 32. And sooner or later, these final runs is going to be over. Final runs is going to be over, and you got to take advantage of this because, you look at the players like Kyrie, and especially someone like Kevin Love. I mean, can you get here without a LeBron? Because it just seems though, it's just like someone like Kevin Love, his value just seems though is a plummet. More so like we looked at him 2 years ago, and maybe we just didn't pay attention as much because he was in Minnesota. But
to be honest, what did you have to pay attention to? Nobody ever thought they was going to make a playoff. Nobody ever thought they was going to go deep into the playoff. So what would you actually pay attention to? I mean, just be real for a second. What were we actually paying attention to?
Mm-hmm. We'll see the occasional. We'll see the occasional 20 points, 30 points, 20 rebounds, and we'll be like, oh wow, he's a monster. He's putting up all these stats, all star teams, but the team still sucks.
Right. That's basically what I'm saying. It's like, okay, you put him on a team, and then you put him on a team with, again, The whole structure of his team, like I said, you're missing the core. Yeah, you had a big three, and then you still can't compare it to the big three that Boston had because you had a Ray Allen, you had
mm-hmm.
a Boston, and you had a Kevin Garnett.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I, the only one that you can compare to that on that big three that they have is LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie Irving has not yet been. You can't say he's a Ray Allen. Well, Ray Allen made clutch shots. He led his team before when he was on the Bucks. To Kyrie Irving never did that.
Yeah, but also too though, Frizzes, that Boston team. You've seen a lot of aspects of that team,
and you have
seen a lot of aspects of that team. Them individually take over a game. One game it could have been Ray Allen. One game it could have been, a lot of games is Paul Pierce. A lot of games is Kevin Garnett. It wasn't just LeBron. It wasn't just Paul Pierce and them.
But then, like I said, even like from the Miami, you really had a big four when you had a Ray Allen because you had to guard that line. Then you had somebody like on the Celtics who had Rondo, which, come on, he had
mm-hmm.
he had games where he had 18 assists.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 36
points just because of what he created. Then you got somebody like Paul Pierce who dropped 24 on his own. So you got 54 points. Come on, an assist is almost like an easy point.
Yep. So you have Rondo, which contributes to that, but this team, you don't have that. And then when you go back to the Miami team that he played on, you had a Shane Battier. You have nobody on your team. You have one dude with a jacked up ponytail, Shumpert, who tried. the guys tried to talk about who's going to be this defensive player, and Steph Curry made him look like a fool. Well, you're going to try to argue with this dude, and then you're going to piss him off.
Exactly. You have JR. I only shoot when we up 15. Smith, and he seems like he's more of a front runner than what we always think of. You know, he basically, Fritz, he's only going to shoot when the team's winning.
Right, right. And that's what happens. They only shoot when they're winning.
And that's it. I mean, I look at the rest of the team, and I'm just like, eh. I look at everybody else, and there's nothing on the team that I know that we probably, you know, right when we, you know, the show is about to wrap, we, you know, we reveal who we got. But I mean, I'm just looking at it, and this team is definitely different than the ones that they had in Miami. It's definitely different.
And I'm only saying that to people because that's what they leave out. Even the big commentators, they keep talking about Kevin Love, you know, Kyrie Irving, and this big three, LeBron James, and it's like, you got to remember who was on that team with Miami when you talk about big three. And I think it really kind of started with the Celtics and the big three with Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and we just talked about it. It was a big three plus. Then you had Big Baby Davis that came off the bench and got you like 11. He allowed Kevin Garnett to rest.
Yeah.
You know, because he came in like Steve Kerr. Then you had a coach like Doc Rivers who they believed in and who he got the best out of his players. Then you had the center that – I can't remember the center that was on your team that played.
Kendrick Perkins.
Yes. So he came. He allowed that position to be even more because there were no easy baskets.
Mm-hmm.
You have Tristan Thompson who's getting offensive rebounds, but he's definitely not altering shots, blocking shots. He's not doing none of that.
No.
Then the combination to that is they put back in Bogart, and the first play of the second half, Bogart blocked him shot. He go falling to the ground, and then you don't even see him the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even hear Tristan Thompson the rest of the game.
No, and that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm just wondering. Ooh, it's like he'll come out firing, and he'll have like 10 rebounds in the first half. And then he'll just have just like three in the second, and like this is more so now. For this is on the role players. This is time to call out the role players. It's put up or shut up. You guys are going home, or you want to go home, you know, or you want to continue to play, because LeBron can't do it alone. Kyrie can't do it alone. Everyone else is going to have to step up. And this is, I don't know. I mean, without Green, it's going to be tough for the Warriors.
Rightfully
so. Because you listen to All-Star. You're missing an All-Star. I mean, there's no denying that. But also, too, though, is what about those other players that, you know, when Cleveland won by 30 in game three, where are those players going to come in? And are they going to come in? And are they going to step up?
But this is what I'm looking at. Okay, now did you awaken another giant in Klay Thompson?
where he's going to be hitting threes, like, from everywhere?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I mean, if they're going to be like, okay, our defense isn't going to be there, so, okay, LeBron James is going to be getting more layups, but we're still hitting threes. We're still hitting threes. So at the end of the day, is that going to stop it? Because see, that's what lost them the game. It didn't have nothing to do with anything. You guys couldn't defend to save your life on that game four.
Nope.
So Draymond Green is a big part. They're going to feel it, but it all depends on what Steph Curry does, on what Steve Kerr does. How he manages the game, how he manages all his players, and if he does a good job like he did in game four, we might see. And this goes to, like I said, this could be a good thing for Cleveland, really for LeBron James only. This only affects LeBron James. Because if they win and he has a good game, then it's still no good because, oh, the only reason why he had a good game because Draymond Green wasn't there. Now, if you lose and Draymond Green's not there, oh, gosh, that's just they're just gonna let you have it, dude. So it's not a win-win. It's no good for him either way. And that's the part of it that I feel bad about it with LeBron James is because at the end of the day, it's like I can't win in this situation because I'm supposed to have a good game with Draymond Green not in. But so if I do, it's still no good because people are still going to acknowledge it because they say, okay, Draymond Green wasn't in. And when Draymond Green defended you with Iguodala, you know, you had two poor performances. Now, if you lose, it's going to be like, oh, Lord, you couldn't even do it without this dude in there. It's you know how it is. It's that fan moment.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely, friends. It's this right here. This is LeBron legacy on the line. You're talking about an opportunity. So you talk about a chance. It's on the line where those at. You could be 2-5, first. You could find yourself being 2-5, and when you mention as far as in, you know, with the all time greats, it just questions. Where do you rank at? And you could fall down a couple of pegs right now. This is definitely legacy, you know, on the line. And there's no denying as far as in him getting here, you know, 7 times is definitely impressive. But to just only win 2, it's like, yo, we can't mention you in the breath of the Jordans, the Magics, and the Birds and stuff like that if you don't go 2-5.
Right. I mean, and I mean, social media is already just really killing him even now. And like I said, I don't know what's going to happen, man. I really feel sorry for him. And like I said, it's just a lot of things right now. Yeah, I guess it's going to test not really his manhood, but his stardom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to be mentioned as one of the greats. You had a problem with Phil saying, I mean, at the end of the day, Jordan went to 6-1-6. You got to take something from somebody successful. I always read something before. If you want to be a millionaire, you know, speak to something what a millionaire did. If you want to be a champion, you got to see what the champion did.
Mm-hmm.
Mimic that. You, what you're trying to recreate the wheel, is no need to. It's been put out before you. Raise your intensity level, you know, show up on both ends of the floor, and I mean be able to dominate a game. You know, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. And see, that's where, like that comment that he gave back to Phil Jackson, I'm gonna be me. Me is what got me to where I am now. 2-5. 2-5. 4 free throws away from being 1-6.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but definitely.
You know? And no accolades to you because
you had somebody like Ray Allen who bailed y'all out even that game to tie it up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something you did. We can go back on clips of Jordan doing this, Jordan breaking down the defense, Steve Kerr wide open three. You didn't. I don't even think you made the pass. I think you did a hockey pass. You was the first pass to somebody else, then to Ray Allen, or it was a rebound kick out to Ray Allen. So it wasn't like I pulled the defense, kicked it out to you, and you shot the three. So this is critical. This is big. This is big because at the end of the day, it's still no sweat off their back. Next game we get Draymond Green back. We just beat y'all in your hometown. We'll do it again. We did it last year too.
I mean, they did say that they smelt the champagne still in the room.
And again, we ain't even talk about it. If you got a Steph Curry that, like you said, that's feeling his shot now, Steph can rattle off 40, 48 points, and we're talking a whole different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Also, yeah, so definitely. My prediction is, as we wind down, is I think that Golden State wins. I think it kind of mirrors game four, and they kind of get a win. So I want to say like 89-100.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like eight to 10 point win, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Golden State's going to – I don't think they want to go back to Cleveland. And I think too, you – like I said, yeah, you probably got Draymond Green out for today, but you probably pissed off some players too. And some of these players can shoot, even most feet. You got players that can show up. And if you got Draymond Green pumping them up like, yo, y'all got to take this home now. I don't know. They won 73 games, my dude.
Yeah. And I just don't think that – I think that they know what it takes to, you know, to wrap up a team, and they don't want to be in that predicament. They don't want to give them life. And also, what is a better feeling is going up three – you know, it's different last series when Oklahoma City was, because the Warriors had two games at home. They lost. It was 3-1, but they were going home for game five.
Right.
And that was more so they was going in to get them over. It's not like Cleveland's going home, you know, they going home in game five.
They're going away on game five, right?
Exactly. So
we'll see it. We'll see if we'll be back on Wednesday.
Definitely. Maybe we'll have a champion. Maybe we won't. But, right. You know, both of us, we think that we will. So we'll definitely be back Wednesday. Thank y'all. See y'all on Wednesday.
I did some charity today for the kids, but it wasn't charity. I saw it with clarity, the severity of the matter is I'm in a game of your sports analyst, blowing smoke up your tails and calling it cannabis. Wanna talk about a ghostwriter? When a ghostwriter, I'ma have all ears flaming like ghostwriter. I talk about the money cause I made it. Can't play with me, my character locked, I'm shaded. When you're invisible,